Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Barry Moore. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein fields the ball and throws to Moore covering. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. Agee reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Buford moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Buford scores. Agee moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The slide. Camilli applies the tag. Agee is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a pop-up towards third. Ken Worthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. Agee moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0 White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein juggles the ball. That's an error on Epstein. Al Weiss pinch runs for Dick Kenworthy. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McGraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. McGraw reaches second base with a double. There goes Weiss trying to get to home. Peterson throws the ball in to Cullen, who relays the ball to Camilli, who tags Weiss, who came all the way from first, for the out. McGraw moves to third. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The slide. Camilli applies the tag. McGraw is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Barry Moore. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Fred Valentine now playing center field. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. AG hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a line drive towards the mound. John reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Cox covering, for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-3 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Casey Cox. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-3 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.